all know that athletics are good for adults and kids, but sports are more than just cardiovascular health, keeping off the weight, stress relief. And especially for kids, sports teach an array of social skills. They'll take these skills with them through the rest of their life. Teamwork, strategy, playing by the rules, getting along with people, self-confidence, having a positive attitude. Well, Soccer in the Streets is a nonprofit organization in Atlanta that has been teaching kids those skills through soccer for 30 years. Joining me now is Phil Hill, Executive Director of Soccer in the Streets. Hello, Phil.
Good evening.
And Tony Carter is Director of Programs with Soccer in the Streets. Hi, Tony.
Hi there. Thank you for having us.
So why don't we start with Phil? You can just give us an overview of what the organization is.
So Soccer in the Streets is not really about soccer per se. I mean, our goal is to provide youth who live in communities that lack resources with a better pathway to better opportunities in life. We believe that they can build powerful, vibrant communities for themselves and for others, given the chance to do so.
How did the organization get started 30 years ago?
30 years, I know. Happy birthday to us.
Right.
30 years ago, there's a lady in Jonesboro, just south of the city here in Atlanta, called Carolyn McKenzie, who was watching a group of kids, Latino kids, who weren't doing what they should have been doing, and she saw them playing soccer, and then she was like, well, maybe if I actually use soccer to give them a more positive outlook on life, I could I could help put them on a better path. And it all started from there, and then it bumped into the 1994 World Cup and took off.
And Tony, as Director of Programs, you see what that looks like day to day on the ground. What are all the programs that Soccer in the Streets have grown into in 30 years?
Well, it's crazy how much it's grown within the last couple of years, especially with what has started with Station Soccer that we started with in 2016. It's first started over in Five Points at the MARTA station there. And then we opened our second location in West End, the West End station. And so the Station Soccer definitely has been a vibrant thing that's gotten us a lot of publicity and attention. So those communities around there have gotten a lot of participation from the kids, but we also have seen some great participation with our community programs that aren't located by the stations. So Vine City and Clarkson, those programs have been quite vibrant for us and the kids. What I love to see is that, of course, they're learning to love the game and they're learning the ABCs of the game as well, but also the ABCs of life as well, too, off the field. And that's the thing that I love seeing on the ground with Soccer in the Streets.
Tony, I'll have you clarify what Station Soccer is for listeners who may not be familiar with that, Phil. Sorry about that, Phil.
So Station Soccer is an initiative that was founded in Atlanta. It's the world's first, so bravo to Atlanta. And it was founded with a partnership between our Soccer in the Streets, the Atlanta United Foundation, the city of Atlanta, and of course, MARTA. The whole premise behind it is to give access to our kids to the sport and our life programs in 10 locations around the city. And provide them a way to travel between these locations using a transit system. Lack of mobility is the single biggest issue that precludes them from participating in programs such as ours.
So you bring soccer to them?
We bring soccer to them. We're building two mini fields at each MARTA station. We're even looking at bringing classrooms, learning centers to these locations as well, where we can deliver our leadership programs around financial literacy and teach them to run businesses and volunteer projects as well.
Tony, what does a project look like on a day-to-day basis in a community like Vine City, which I should point out is right in the shadow of Mercedes-Benz Stadium? It's literally on the other side of the stadium from where we are right now in the Gulch.
So we do the soccer component where, you know, kids will have a training session and go through a typical practice that you would do at any soccer club or team as well. But also what we do is we have our youth councils, our youth leadership programs. And the thing that's been exciting to witness is that these kids have come up with these ideas that they want to implement. So one of their motivating factors was that they wanted to make money. And so how that came to be is that they kind of helped them figure out this entrepreneurial kind of leg for them. And so one way that's being worked out is that they're starting to develop their own logo, their own crest for their team, which is now starting to become merchandise. So they're making t-shirts and scarves that they're looking to, you know, sell within the community and hopefully, you know, worldwide, hopefully one day.
That's amazing. And, yeah. Phil, you had mentioned financial literacy. So this Soccer in the Streets is so much more than just soccer. And it must be such a joy for you both to do this professionally. I'd like for both of you to answer, why have you made the decision to devote your careers to bringing soccer to young people?
You always get a different answer from everyone on this. My one is I truly believe in building places where we live and where we want to live, and they should thrive. And I also truly believe that everyone should be given an equal opportunity to access that as well. Soccer for me growing up started when I was four, as soon as I could walk, and it became a vehicle for me. I've traveled the world. Backpacking, I took a ball with me. I've played in the desert in Egypt. I've played in Turkey. And every location I went to, all it was a case of putting a ball down and playing the sport. And that's all the language you needed. And if you take our, we have a very strong program in Clarkston that's got a big refugee population. I was just talking to a kid who arrived there a couple of weeks ago from Rwanda, and his language is soccer. I mean, it allowed him to assimilate into a very strange country with a lot of new faces, and, you know, I don't know his background, but it's pretty probable he comes from a very difficult background. I just think a sport like soccer creates that bridge.
I have to say for myself, there are some similarities. I love the universal language that soccer is. For myself, being born and raised here in Atlanta, I was afforded the opportunities to, you know, came from a middle class background. Money was never really an issue for me growing up. And to have a life where soccer provided me some opportunities, played in college and met some amazing people and had, you know, some great travel experiences from those experiences, and the fact that no matter how diverse you see it, like, soccer joins people. And there's a reason why the World Cup is a worldwide event where everybody's watching, and it's because the fact that you have so many people from various walks of life coming in to watch a ball being kicked around. I mean, there's something amazing about that. And the fact that, you know, I've had all these opportunities from this little game that shouldn't cost anything to play, I feel like it's part of my duty to kind of help spread that within the city of Atlanta. And I love this city and I love the game, so why not spread it?
Earlier in the show, I was reading a statistic. 3.5 billion people watched at least 1 minute of the World Cup last year. That's half the planet's population. So to your point, soccer is a universal language. I want to thank both of you, Tony and Phil, for joining me to tell us more about Soccer in the Streets. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.